Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Bruce Davidson joining us on the line now, our tennis analyst. Bruce, a very good morning and welcome. It is the first time we are talking to each other this year, isn't it?
Absolutely. Lovely to be on the show, Africa. Hello to all the listeners.
And a wonderful Australian Open by all accounts, because it has, my word, caught us by surprise. That first week, I was going, which next seed is going to be knocked out of the competition already?
Absolutely. It was just the most amazing first week. That Thursday when 11 seeds all ranked in the top 22, all bombed out. It was just a unbelievable string of events, and it just opened up the whole tournament. And if we go into the women's final and of course the men's semi-final, there's some nice surprise packages there. Just great opportunity for some players now.
Absolutely. Let's start with the men's semi-finals, because Tsitsipas and Khachanov are underway. It's the first set and it seems to be on serve at the moment. Tsitsipas is about to, well, if he gets this one right, I suppose, go up 2-1, but it will be on serve. We know something about Tsitsipas. I can't say I know anything about Khachanov.
Well, Khachanov is a Russian. He's ranked 18 in the world. He's never got to a semi-final, so this is a big moment for him. He's reinvented his game. I think he got to the semi-finals of the US Open last year, and there's been a huge transformation in his game. He's a big, big, hard-hitting player, and I think he's very excited to go into the semi-finals. But it's going to be tough against Tsitsipas. We know that he's been in the semi-finals four times at the Australian Open. He says it's his home slam. There's a big Greek contingent there. He's come into the semi-final very confident, 4 out of 5 matches, straight set wins, knowing that a lot of the players are out. Djokovic is struggling with the injury. He really believes that this could be his moment. And they've played each other 5 times before, and Khachanov has never beaten Stefan Tsitsipas, so he goes in as clear favourite this morning.
The other semi-final will see Djokovic, who's the number 4 seed for this tournament, against A.T. Paul from the United States. Who's he?
Well, Tommy Paul is a surprise package, but an unbelievable player, explosive, dynamic, quick, off the ball, solid hits, all the spots in the serve. He's going to go into that semi-final and he's going to have nothing to lose. It's a little bit of a concern to Djokovic. Djokovic is my clear favourite for the title. I mean, he's just been in sublime form, winning Adelaide before Melbourne. And if that injury does hold, I think nobody's going to beat him. He's played all 6 matches on the Rod Laver Arena, and poor Tommy Paul only played 1 on Wednesday night, so he's going to go into this big stage almost like a first-time artist going onto the big arena. And if he can contain his composure, I think that Tommy Paul could give Djokovic a run for his money, but I think Djokovic will prevail.
Without a doubt. And as you say, then it will be most likely a Tsitsipas versus Djokovic final. Tsitsipas is seeded number 3 and Djokovic, as I said, at number 4 with that injury. Who knows? We could have a Greek hoisting that trophy on Sunday. Well, tomorrow it's the turn of the women's singles. The number 5 seed Sabalenka will be taking on the number 22 seed Rybakina, however you pronounce her name.
Yes, Elena Rybakina is the current, reigning Wimbledon champion. So she's got a little bit of an advantage going into another Grand Slam final, knowing what it takes to play in a Grand Slam final. She's just had an incredible run here in Melbourne. 5 of her 6 matches against top 25 players, all wins. She beat 3 former Grand Slam champions on her way through to the semi-final, Iga Swiatek, Yelena Ostapenko, and Victoria Azarenka yesterday in an incredible match. But, you know, I think that personally, and I'm just going to say this, I do think that Sabalenka is going to win this one. She's never got to a semi-final. She's always held a world number 2 ranking, and I think she's long overdue. And I like the fact that she's calm, collective, and she's her own psychologist. By the way, last week she got rid of her psychologist. She said she's taking control of that. She's got a big serve, lots of power, moving better. And I'm very excited. It's her 4th semi-finals, and I think she's due for a final.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful weekend of tennis. Really, a wonderful climax to what have been a fantastic fortnight of tennis. Bruce, as always, lovely to chat to you.
Thanks so much, Africa. Keep your eye on the ball.
Enjoy the tennis. Bruce Davidson, our tennis analyst. Tsitsipas holding serve 2-1 up on the first set, with Khachanov serving for the fourth game of the match.
Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.